Welcome to our third season of the 3-Minute Podcast, where each episode the guest has 3 uninterrupted minutes to share stories or experiences on the season's topic. We follow that up with a question to push your thinking. It's quick, it's timely, and it's all focused on leading the way to continuous school improvement. This season, the focus is on strengths. We know that everyone possesses strengths, but often they are not part of the dialogue teams have around improvement. Often we are focused on problem solving our weaknesses. However, how might we show improvement if we are not having conversations around the strengths we already possess? I'm your host, Mary Myers, an implementation coach on the Kansas Learning Network. Today's guest is Lucas Sullivan. He comes to us from Garden City Public Schools, where he is the building principal of Achieve High School. Let's welcome Lucas to the podcast.
Strengths is a very interesting concept and topic. I feel like for a building to be where it needs to be and hit its maximum potential is trying to figure out all people's strengths and getting those strengths highlighted. One strength that I feel like that I'm really good at is building relationships and then putting people together that are able to build relationships. I tell teachers and educators all the time, if you can build positive relationships with young people, then the curriculum, classroom management, all those things will take care of themselves. So I really believe in building relationships. Another thing that I think a strength of mine is not to be afraid to admit that we're wrong about something or saying that we're wrong. I think that's a huge thing as well. That's another strength. Our building where I'm the principal at, the building was called Garden City Alternative Education Center, and one thing we did, we really wanted to change the culture when we took over. So we changed the name to Garden City Achieve, and just changing that culture, getting a team, a BLT, a building leadership team with a lot of different people with a lot of different strengths, I think that is hugely important. That way you can get the entire building headed in the direction that you want. Our building has, basically 4-5 different programs under one roof with a formerly an alternative high school, a special education day school setting, the therapeutic school, the virtual academy, and then also the Garden City Community College automotive program that we host in our building. So it was really important to gather all the different strengths of those programs and take all the puzzle pieces. I felt like our building was a bunch of puzzle pieces put out on the ground, and how do we get those puzzle pieces to build? How do we get everybody rowing in the same direction? And I think utilizing our student strengths, whether it's our student council that work with all of our other kids in the building, all staff strengths with our paraprofessionals, our custodians, our classified staff, and then obviously the teachers in the building. It's really cool to see everybody's strengths in action, and everybody can bring something different to the table, whether it's the student or the adults in the building. Everybody has something that they're gifted at, and it's just finding those things and then utilizing those to build a positive culture and build positive relationships.
Thank you to Lucas for sharing thoughts. He mentioned how he utilizes the building leadership team and the strengths of many voices to impact change. I invite you to consider this coaching question to push your thinking. As we consider team development, how do we ensure a variety of strengths exist in decision-making? And what additional voices and strengths might we need to consider to be added to the dialogue? Join the conversation by answering the coaching question on Twitter using the hashtag 3-Minute Podcast. Today's episode is produced by Jessica Mossman with the production team of Lisa Stinson and Mary Myers on behalf of the Kansas Learning Network.